Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Everyone, this is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
Coming to you with another episode of ShouldIDrinkThat.com Beer Reviews.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn straight.
Episode 24, where are the beers from, Mr. Sick Puppy?
They are from Nantucket.
Sick Puppy went on a road trip recently, and of course, you have to bring back beer. That's part of the rules.
Yeah, it was like a family gathering going to a wedding up north thing, and for me, it was all about a three-day beer road trip.
You know, every road trip I go on now with family, it's all about the beer.
I know, dude.
Family time, yeah, that's great. You know, I see you guys. I talk to you on the phone, whatever, but it's all about the beer. I'm not going to lie.
I love you guys, but can you pull over to that liquor store? That'd be great.
I got to see what kind of hooch they got.
Go souvenir shopping. I'm hitting the liquor store.
So we have four beers here this evening. Or morning, or afternoon, whenever the hell you listen to our show.
Right. And these are from Cisco Brewers, which started in 1997. It was a, what do you call it, a collaboration between Nantucket Vineyard and Cisco Brewers. And they founded the 888 Distillery on Nantucket Island.
Very cool.
And they were founded by Randy and Wendy Hudson, whoever the hell they are. I'm sure they're nice people.
I'm sure they're very nice people. You know what? If you go to see them, they'll probably invite you in for a beer.
Probably. They seem very friendly and very ex-hippie-ish, by the way. And all their beers are products, I should say, because they do distilling and wine and everything, too. Distributed in 12 states and growing. And they've been mentioned on the Wall Street Journal, CNBC, Associated Press, Boston Magazine, Agenda Magazine, Elle Magazine, and a few others.
Really? Again, Elle Magazine?
Elle Magazine.
I think my wife reads that shit.
Nice. And again, they're on the island of Nantucket, located at 5 and 7 Bartlett Farm Road, and they're open year-round. So if you're up in that area, check them out.
And do we have their website?
I believe it's ciscobrewing.com.
We will have it on the website for you.
Yeah, I believe it is ciscobrewing.com. If not, check our website.
Everything that we wrote down about the brewery, and, of course, we already fucked up and did not put their website. Yeah, it's ciscobrewers.com.
Brewers, see?
Yes.
That was close.
Or you can reach them at area code 508-325-5929.
Again, that's Cisco Brewers. All right, man.
.com.
What's our first beer, Spoon?
The first one that we have is Whale's Tail Pale Ale.
That's a mouthful.
It's kind of fitting since it's from Nantucket.
Whale's Tail Pale Ale. It's an amber English style ale. Which supposedly has a nice balance between hops and malt, and it's their most popular one. They do a lot of food pairings with it, according to them.
And it is brewed with a blend of British and domestic malt and dry hopped with a kiss. Yeah, a kiss.
Kiss.
Kiss. Yeah.
Stop that.
Of Kent Golding hops.
Nice.
And just a little bit about the name. If you're not familiar with Nantucket history, you'll be interested to know that this tiny island was once the whaling capital of the world. Yeah, I did not know that. Well, besides the fact I just read it.
Yeah. Nice.
Knowing a bit of the history of the place can really help put life into perspective, and I like to encourage people to spend part of their time here visiting the Whaling Museum, the oldest house and the windmill.
Sick Puppy likes windmills.
Calling our beer Whale's Tail. Is a little tribute to the whaling era. Jesus, I cannot
you
talk
cannot
tonight.
You cannot talk, man.
What the hell?
That would be the whaling era.
Yes, the whaling era, era, machinery, and a way to say, hey, whales are people too.
No fucking tree huggers. Right.
Let's appreciate their contribution to Nantucket's prosperity.
All right. On that note,
I can say prosperity, but I can't say era. Catholic education at its finest.
It's the little words that confuse Father Spoon.
It only got three letters. Ooh. Wow. Oh, there's your eyes just bugged out of your head looking at smelling that one.
That has a distinct Kent Golding smell to it, my friend.
Who is this Kent Golding?
Who is this Kent Golding, and what has he done with my dog? All right, man, I'm going to pour mine.
Yeah, go ahead and pour it.
It's definitely amber. Who's this amber chick, anyway? All right, my brother. Let me pour yours.
That looks delicious.
It does look good.
That looks really good. A decent amount of head on that.
Yeah, it does.
Which is surprising, because a lot of the ambers that we've tried have little to no head on them.
This pour is very nice.
It's nice and smooth. Check that out.
The head's dissipating pretty quick, but...
Got it. All righty, let's see.
Not to worry.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's got a...
Dude, this smells awesome.
It's got a very, I don't know, would you say grassy smell to it?
It smells like Ken Golden's balls.
Kent Golding scrub.
Ken Golding, don't know who you are, but your balls smell great. And your hops.
From under Kent Golding. All right, I'm going to give this a sip, man.
Ooh.
Oh, man, wow, does that go down nice?
That's, wow.
That's very
good. That's different.
It is.
Whoa.
You can taste the malt and that, and the hops are just perfectly balanced with this beer.
Oh, wow.
It's just, it's very, very smooth.
Well, the people over at ratebeer.com give this a 60. Meanwhile, the wonderful folk at Beer Advocate give it an 85.
Yeah, again.
Beer Advocate, once again, is right.
Hell of
oh,
a...
this is good.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Beer Advocate on this one. Mm. This is a stellar beer, man. Oh,
wow.
Very good, huh?
You know what? We need to get more of this.
You want me to drive to Massachusetts again?
Well, you can, because actually there's a go figure, there's a drinking game to go along with this. It's called, now, see if I mess this one up, Whale's Tales, Prince of Wales.
Wow.
There you go.
They don't even explain what it is, I don't think. But
well, it's a drinking game that Randy and Wendy played independently. Whale's Tales, Prince of Wales is also a drinking game that that their youth, their roxious. See, Roshis? Roshis? I can't read.
Dan, you can't talk tonight, dude.
Dude, I'm fucking up all the time.
That's awesome.
Well, that's another story or two altogether. For they did not yet know one another.
And, go ahead. I want you to pronounce that word.
That's another story. That's
yeah.
All it's
you know really nothing just... about the game. They just mentioned that they made up a game that's called Whale's Tales, Prince of Wales. Wow, that's a mouthful.
You know why I'm screaming? It's all the whole Nantucket theme. You know, the man from Nantucket. It's
there once was a beer from Nantucket.
It's spooky and read. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's, you know,
who had so much hops I could fuck it.
God, here we go. Because it's made with chocolate and rain.
Wow, dude, don't even go there. Yeah. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, man. This is good.
Excellent beer. Again, this is a Cisco Brewer's Whale's Tail Pale Ale. It comes in a 9.4 fluid ounce bottle, and it says good fresh beer.
So the other thing I like with this beer too is, first of all, is the label that's on it. It, you know, they don't need a ton of flashy, colorful graphics and everything. It's, you know, it's bold, it's out there. It like it says, it's good fresh beer.
And it's not your normal bomber bottle either. It's kind of shaped like a wine bottle.
Because a lot of these beers that we've tried, you know, we buy it specifically because the label looks pretty damn cool. Like the Killer Penguin.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the Killer Penguin.
That piece of shit Killer Penguin from Colorado.
Yeah, horrible beer. Anyway.
It was Boulder Brewing. But yeah, the label on this is pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, they're very...
looks very classy.
Yeah, it's simple and elegant. Wow, Sick Puppy just used the word elegant. Yeah, it's a new one.
And it didn't have wasted after it.
Elegantly wasted?
God bless NXS somewhere.
Cheers, man.
Hang yourself.
Is there anything you want to talk about, Spoon, while I'm finishing off my beer?
Oh, yeah. You get to finish while I get to talk.
Yep.
Because the best thing I get to do is talk. Not read, but talk. We had the huge honor of giving a presentation at PodCamp Pittsburgh last weekend. What is PodCamp Pittsburgh? Well, let me tell you.
Tell us, Spoon.
It's a free unconference. What's an unconference? There's no real structure to it. Well, there is. There's no structure. That's the structure.
It's structureless. Yeah,
it's for the new media folk, like vloggers, bloggers, podcasters, you know, anything that you want to do with new media and web 2.0 that's out there these days. A bunch of people get together and we host sessions. You know, we teach you how to blog, how to podcast. Yeah, we teach you how to podcast. The fucking irony in that one. Yeah.
Learn from us, I think, is better. A better term.
Yeah, we can teach you how to drink. Definitely do that.
What not to do.
But basically, it's a free conference, unconference, whatever. And there are classes that are scheduled, but also there's open sessions. So when you're in this, if you don't like what you're, you know, the class that you're going to, if maybe you expect a little bit more, you can leave. Get up and go to a different room. No one will be offended.
Right.
We got offended when we found out two people left. And then I found out it was an old lady, so I just didn't give a shit.
We had a bag lady in our class.
Yeah, she was pretty freaky. So what we did is we gave a 45-minute little talk on grassroots podcasting. What is grassroots podcasting? Well, it's what you're listening to right now. We're not, you know, supplied by sponsors. This comes out of our pocket.
Yeah, we're a deficit podcast.
Yeah, we're a deficit podcast. And basically we tell you, you know, it's like inexpensive ways that you can start a podcast. We started out with, was it a webcam?
Yeah, just a webcam.
Webcam and a laptop.
And just hanging out together, you know, doing what we love, you know, drinking good beers. And
that's the key thing. The whole thing about podcasting is do what you love. Do what you know. Do what you're passionate about. And, you know, people will listen.
Yeah.
And somehow they listen to us.
And don't worry about, you know, being nervous or whatever. Just if your content is good and you're passionate about what you do, it works great.
Plus it helps if you're drinking a lot.
Start a drinking show.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. But we were also joined by the Wrestling Mayhem Show, WrestlingMayhemShow.com.
Woo!
And whenever you hear the Ric Flair woo, you usually get hit. Like that.
Ow.
We do have links to the videos from, there's some videos from our session, from the whole PodCamp experience. It was a two-day event, which was very cool. The first night was actually a meet and greet. And the beer was supplied by Three Sons Dogs and Suds in Wexford.
Yeah, we want to thank you
gracious
guys.
Gracious guys.
Yep.
We had four cases of beer. We had Coors Light.
Yeah, that was the last case to go, though, man. I was shocked.
Surprisingly. Well, we had to have a beer that, you know, if you
want. Everyone can drink.
Yeah, that was one of the stipulations for us being the beer guys for this whole thing.
Right.
We had Leinenkugel Honey Weiss. Eerie Hard Cock.
Stone IPA, or not IPA, Stone Pale Ale.
Stone Pale Ale. And let me tell you, the beers went fast. And
we thought we were going to run out.
Yeah. And we ran out with 2 minutes left to go,
yeah,
which was very cool.
Beautiful timing, man.
But we met a ton of people at this. If you get a chance to go to any pod camps around your area, there's one coming up in Philadelphia and Boston. And go to, there's a pod camp wiki that's out there. We'll have a link for that also.
Wiki.
But yeah, if you get a chance, check it out. It's very cool. And you know, if you ever want to learn about podcasting, stuff like that, you know, you've heard us talk about it in previous shows. You know, check it out. It's a good time. And the second night we went to Bossa Nova.
Bossa Nova.
And we had quite a few beers. And then we went to Affogato and had some more beers. Then we went to the underground jazz clubbish place that's underneath the Vivo restaurant.
Perk, I think it's called, or Parquet.
We've heard so many different pronunciations for it. Just
the butter place.
Take the link and go check it out. But yeah, it was a very cool time. You know, it's the big wigs of podcasting were there because we were there. And who else do you really want to see besides us?
Right.
And you know, Chris Brogan was there, pretty much the co-founder of PodCamp. And ours was put together by Justin Konecki from somethingtobedesired.com, a web-based series here in Pittsburgh. And, it was just a very cool time. And you know, we want to thank everyone that we met. We're not going to go through the whole list because it's going to take forever.
Yeah, so don't feel left out if we don't mention your name, but we love all you guys. And
especially,
it's great to see you again and meet new people, too.
Especially Dawn, who we got to convert into beer.
Yeah.
We converted somebody into beer. We did our mission.
sick puppy bought her a lambic, and she loved it. So now she's drinking beers. Never did before.
But she is now. So, yes, PodCamp Pittsburgh was a huge success for us. I got the shit kicked out of me by the Wrestling Mayhem guys, and you can watch that on YouTube also.
Yeah, he got a nice slap on video. It was funny.
And thank you to Kimberly Reed also for taking some kick-ass pictures.
Yeah, thanks, Kim.
And to those people who have pictures that have not sent them to us yet.
Yeah, kindly do that, would you?
Yeah. Some, there's spots of the
moments that should not be posted on the internet. That we're
and looking. Moments that we don't remember.
Yeah.
But apparently the film does.
Anyway, it was a good time, and looking forward to next year.
God, this is a great beer.
I know, man.
Oh.
I should have bought two bottles each of this crap.
You should have. Good shit. If you hear a little rattling in the background, it's about 158 degrees here in Pittsburgh right now.
And it just started raining.
Is that what is that? That's rain now.
That's rain, brother.
Oh, God, is it going to get humid? So we also have the air on. So if you hear a fan, that's my fat ass cooling off.
Wow.
I have no problems. I don't care. I'm up to reality.
Damn, dude. That's an awesome beer.
It's a great beer.
The Whale's Tail Parallel. Thumbs up for Sick Puppy, man.
Awesome. I have to give you credit.
Yeah, I did good, didn't I?
Jens done good in it.
Of course, that's our first beer. We got three more to go. All from the same brewery, though, so, you know.
Hey, at least you don't have to open these with a power drill.
Yeah. Check one of our last episodes. I had to open a cork friggin' bottle with a power drill. Didn't go so well.
There is some things I do want to address here about episode 23. They're not apologies, because we don't apologize for shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
But, yes, we did do shots of gin. That wasn't fake. That was real gin in that bottle. Going through the Great Kangaroo filtered. Yeah, that was gin. That wasn't water.
Sick Puppy hates gin.
That was real gin. There was a couple people that
there ain't no disguising it. Look how drunk I was by the end of that show.
People that emailed us, that really was gin. So I'm just putting an end to it right now. It's legit. If you want to see us do one of these live, let us know. You supply the liquor. We supply the filter. It's as simple as that, and we'll filter the shit out of something. We'll drink it.
And the liquor sent to us must be factory sealed.
Yes.
A little disclaimer there.
Oh, speaking of liquor, another thing about PodCamp Pittsburgh I completely forgot. The 649.
Oh, yeah. Our Canadian friends showed us a new shot.
Tommy from TalkShoe showed us this shot. What you do, it's based on the Canadian lotteries, how they got the 649. I guess it's like,
keep talking. I'll go get the next beer.
Right, I guess it's one of the most difficult lotteries to win. So what you do for the drinking game is you go to a bar, you get the, now I might have this backwards, it's the sixth bottle from the right, or sixth bottle from the left, fourth bottle from the right, ninth bottle from the left, or vice versa. I'll have that online. I can't find the actual rules anywhere online.
It's left, right, left.
Is it left, right?
Yep.
It's left, right, left. We'll figure it out. You know what, I'll email Tommy and find out exactly. Surprisingly, there's no website dedicated to this shot because, let me tell you, it's a pretty damn cool game. Because our shot was Sambuca, Stoli, and Jose Cuervo 1800 all mixed together.
And from what he was saying, it's named after the Canadian lottery.
Yeah. I guess it's a difficult lottery.
649 lottery, whatever the hell that is.
Well, because the only thing that Canadians like to do more than watching hockey and drink beer is play the lottery. Which is why I get along with them so well. Oh, and they go curling. Which I love to do.
And I'm sorry, that beer is empty.
Wow. I can't believe how delicious this is. I don't usually like most ambers.
Oh, it's a stellar beer, man.
Oh, wow. Okay, Sick Puppy. This is your beer show.
This is your beer run.
Your beers. Yes, what's the next one that we have now?
Again, Cisco Brewers. The whole show tonight is Cisco Brewers, obviously. And this is the Moore Porter. Not M-O-R-E, but M-O-O-R.
Like religious Moore?
No, like Flatland Moors with the fog and, the, you know, all that stuff. Flatlands, the Moors.
Oh, so like Monty Python.
Yeah, okay. Good reference.
I didn't elect you. My cheap attempt at a British accent.
Yeah, that was bad.
I'll even vote for you. There we go. That's
spam, fine. Spam, spam, spam. Speaking of spam, before we get started,
yeah,
you want to talk about the new term coined at PodCamp?
Oh, all right. I'm going to rave about
what
PodCamp.
What a segue that was.
Dude, it was.
Spam, 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 spam.
I'm going to rave about PodCamp Pittsburgh for like the next 6 months. I don't care. If you come up and ask me about it or you email me about it, dude, I'm going to rave about it. This is one of the best fucking events that I've been to in a long time.
So much fun, and we learn a lot. It's just a great experience.
So part of the open sessions that they have is if you think of something during the day that you want to do a session on or get people together on, like last year, Chris Brogan said, how do I use After Effects or Final Cut Pro?
Final Cut Pro.
And someone said, all right, well, let's get together and we'll teach something. We'll figure it out. Well, this year, a bunch of guys were standing in the hallway, and ladies too, because Anne will kick my ass if I don't say ladies also.
Yes.
Her and Val will probably just bitch slap the hell out of me. No, Anne would punch me. Yeah, I could see that. Or kick me in the nuts.
I'd want to see that.
Well, we realize that everyone has the same issue right now with email is we get notifications out the ass.
Especially for the geek community.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Well, people like myself, I'm pretty heavy into social networking. That's one of the things I'm studying in school, and surprisingly, you can fucking study this. I wrote a thesis, actually. I just finished it.
Nice.
I got a 97.
Attaboy.
On social networking. So we were talking, and we realized we get notifications all day long. Now, if you're on Twitter, you get notifications. You get a ton of them. MySpace, Facebook, Friendster, any of those sites that send out notifications, you just get a lot of them. Well, you know what? You want to see them, but you don't want to see them right now. So what do you call it? What do you do? It's called bacon. Without the O.
Without the O. Sans O.
B-A-C-N.
Bacon. Bacon. I smell bacon.
Or the website, bacn2.com. Yes, coined at PodCamp Pittsburgh, I believe Tommy from TalkShoe and Jesse from the Creative Treehouse were the ones that originally put the whole idea together.
Right.
And what happened is within hours, I think it was, they had a conference room reserved, and we had a class on bacon. A group of us got together and basically said, okay, how do we define bacon and how do we fight it? Well, you know, what can we do about it? Now, we've had people say, well, just turn off notifications. Well, that defeats the purpose because you want the notifications. You want to know, you know, what's going on, but not right now. So it's email you want, but not right now.
Right.
That is bacon. Now, it's true. You can set up your filters in your email clients for it, but not all of them treat it the same way. What we came up with is a name for that email because it's not spam and it's not really email that you want to read right now. It's bacon. There you go. That's the explanation. And within, I think, 2 days, it blew up all over the internet.
Well, one of the reasons for that is the whole PodCamp was streamed live from justin.tv.
Which, that helped. And iJustine happened to be in the room with us. She's also from Pittsburgh, if our listeners didn't know that. And we've talked to her for a while. She's pretty heavy in the podcast community in Pittsburgh, and she's been to some of the planning meetings. And I think Sick Puppy's secretly in love with her.
Nah.
But, yeah, it was pretty cool how fast word got out. These guys have been doing interviews with Fox, I think with CNN, with the Chicago Trib. I know I was getting a hold of those guys the other day. It was CNET. You know, it's all over the place. So within a matter of 2 days, a term coined at PodCamp was all over. Everyone's been talking about it. That's why you should go to PodCamp, because anything can happen.
We made internet history.
Yes, we were there for the session, so we weren't the ones that invented it, but we were there for the first official group public talk about it.
Yeah, and that's another thing about PodCamp I don't think we mentioned. They're not only classes. I guess you could classify some of those as just roundtable discussions, really.
That's basically what it was. And the cool thing was, like, besides us, you know, representing in there, it's Bill Alexander was in there, I remember. Mike Wojcik from Pittsburgh Bloggers was in there. You know, I think Cindy Klosky might have been in there also. And there was just a lot of people that were there like, oh, my God, this is a real problem, and our users have issues with this. What can we do to fix it? So we got bacon.
Bacon.
There you go.
All right.
Spoken from somebody who was there, that's what bacon is.
Back to the beers.
Back to the beers.
Back to the beers.
Not bacon beer.
No. God, bacon beer.
Dude, there we go.
You want me to make bacon beer?
For PodCamp next year.
A bacon-flavored beer.
Well, not necessarily bacon-flavored, just call it bacon beer.
Wow.
We'll work on it. Sick Puppy, for those who are new to the show, is a home brewer. He runs shouldibrewthat.com.
Yeah, there ain't much up there now. I'm working on it.
Just started the whole thing all over again. You're off for what, like 6 years or so?
Yeah.
And this show pretty much kicked him in the ass.
Rekindled my homebrewing spirit.
Because we've had bad beers.
Yes. So, fuck it, I'm making my own again.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so our next beer from Cisco Brewers is the Moore Porter, M-O-R-E, M-O-O-R. You want to tell us a little about what's in the beer spoon?
This is another kick-ass label. I mean, this looks, it's very, I think all their labels are pretty much the same. Yeah. Well, except for the one of the other ones that's coming up. They all pretty much have the same standard design. This one's got a little bit of a red label to it. But they brew this with a complex blend of four roasted malt and dark crystal malt. Now, we just, you know what, we just had some geeks freak out.
Yeah, Dark Crystal!
Oh my god, Dark Crystal!
These are Dark Crystal malts from Belgium, clowns.
I have Dark Crystal bed sheets!
Wow. I got Dark Crystal under roofs.
Dark Crystal. It's a single hop beer using all Northern Brewer hops from the Northwest.
Awesome, man.
For those of you that don't realize, Pittsburgh is not in the Northwest. We're in Mid-Atlantic states. The fine state of Pennsylvania, the state of independence.
And, you know, about the name on this one, Nantucket's landscape's relatively flat with a great proportion of land that qualifies as moors, or as coastal sand plain grasslands is what they call them. The distinctive features of moors are like scrubby plants with like bayberry, heather, and whatnot. And yes, whatnot is a plant.
Whatnot.
Look it up on Google or Wikipedia. Shut up. It's whatnot. And they grow relatively low to the ground across hills, or hummocks, as they call them.
Hummocks.
Yeah. They are Spartan and windswept. And
Sparta!
I knew you were going to say that. Spartan and windswept. Wow, poetry. And show their best colors at sunset and in the fall. So, you know, I think the best part about this beer is, hey, I want some more porter.
Get it?
More
porter.
Get it?
Insert rim shot. Beer Advocate, oh, Jesus, gives these guys an 83, and Rapier gives it a 91.
91.
Guys at Rapier are probably drunk again.
And as I was pouring this, I mean, it's super carbonated. I've never seen a porter this carbonated.
Dude, check out the head.
I know, dude. I got a three-fingered head on this beer. It's insane.
Oh, my God.
You want to fill yours up, man?
That's nuts. Look at, oh, that's it's falling out of the bottle. Did you shake this up before we started?
No, sir. Been sitting in the SIDT beer cooler since I got back.
Check. Oh, my God. Look at that.
It smells like a porter. Nothing distinct about that, you know.
It smells good.
Cheers, man.
I love the malt smell in porter.
I know. Yeah. All right, here we go. It's a heavy malt smell. It took me a second to get through the foam.
It doesn't have a lot of body to it. It's kind of light.
It is kind of light. I mean, it's got that distinct porter taste, but
I'm a fan of like a thicker porter, like
a heavier.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, this. I don't know.
It's good. It's very good.
It tastes like Starbucks.
Wow.
Starbucks.
You went from a pale ale and jumped right into a porter too.
But Starbucks without the cream.
I would call this an average porter. How about you, Spoon?
Yeah, this is
a little lighter than most, but.
Yeah, this isn't blowing my mind at all.
No.
It's not good, bad. Right. Yeah.
Cheers, man.
Cheers. It's definitely not bad, but it's your average porter.
Yeah, it's very drinkable. It's a very good porter. But I wouldn't call it anything special, but it's a very good porter.
Huh. Yeah, that's... It's an average porter.
Undecided there, Spoon? What's up?
Well, this is the thing I don't get.
What's that?
To me, it's the nice thing with beer reviews... Is that, I mean, it's everyone's opinion varies.
Right.
And the level of quality that a person thinks about a beer varies also. So, you know, Rapier's got it at 91. There's no way in hell this is a 91.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless people from the Cisco Brewery went on and spammed the shit out of the site, this is not a 91. Even Beer Advocate's kind of pushing it at an 83.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I saw this on the shelf, I would buy it again.
But you know what? It depends, too. When they're rating these beers, are they rating it out of the bottle, or are they rating it, like, if they had it on tap?
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Wow, dude.
Pardon that one.
Evidently,
Father Spoon forgives himself for that.
Evidently, more porter makes Father Spoon burp. Makes him gassy.
It's the carbonation in this thing. Holy
this
shit.
This is very... I think that's the difference for me, what I've noticed. I've never seen a porter this carbonated. I mean, it's heavily carbonated.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I don't know if that makes a difference in the taste or what, but it's super carbonated.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Not too impressed, Bone?
No, not really. You know what we do need? We have to put on our website, which is another thing on the long list of stuff Spoon has to do for the website.
Yes, get on it.
We need to have like either a thumbs up or thumbs down or some kind of rating on whether or not, you know, I like the beer or you like the beer.
Right. I mean,
when people do, you know,
before we've always said it sucks or it doesn't.
For the ever changing beer list that,
right.
that I've compiled.
We've had so many beers now that we got to have some kind of a rating system.
We've had over 100 and now it gets to the point where, you know, I don't remember what I thought before about a beer. I'll try to get and remember exactly what I thought, but it's, you know, off the top of my head, you know, we've had over 100 and some beers. You're not going to remember every single one.
Yeah, well, plus the after party or after show beers.
Yeah, that
the post show beers.
Yeah, that.
So we've probably doubled that number.
Oh my God,
damn, dude.
Jesus, dude, this is rough.
If you're easily gassy, stay away from the more porter.
Yeah, if you have acid reflux.
But again, dude.
This is not a good idea.
This is a good porter. It's just not a special one.
But see, that's the only thing is we only have one bottle of this, which I don't blame. It's a 22-ounce bottle. We're going to try it. You only get one. But maybe there's another bottle that's different. It could have been the packaging. It could have been the bottling. It could have been the shipping. Well, no, you got it from the area. So
yeah,
it's not like you had to come across the...
I botched it fresh.
It's not like you had to come across the Pennsylvania wall to bring beer over. They didn't shoot you to bring the beer.
Is this a chugging offense to you?
I don't know if I can because I'm going to belch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. Let me fill yours up, dude.
It's half head.
I know, man.
That's why I can't chug it because there's so much head in there.
Unbelievably carbonated. Yeah, when I first took that first sip, it took me a while to get through all the damn
foam. It's not chug worthy.
No, not at all. I mean, I would sit down with this beer, and this is a good sipping porter for me. Might even be good with a food pairing, but you know me on that subject.
Yeah, so. I would have this with like a cheap piece of steak, a cheap piece of meat. Go get like a flank steak, you know, something that you're gonna butcher the shit out of.
Tube steak,
or sick puppy's tube steak would work too. It's got a nice piquant aftertaste.
Nothing like a good Oscar Mayer and a Moore Porter.
Oh God, that reminds me.
That's just a weird.
I had hot dogs for dinner tonight.
Nice.
We went to Giant Eagle, our local supermarket, and I got hot dogs. This lady sold me on it. She's like, here, free sample. I'm like, oh, this tastes phenomenal. I take it home. It tastes like ass.
I had steak this evening.
Oh, I hate you. Although Father Spoon had a small run-in with food problems yesterday.
Yeah. He ate at a restaurant that I told him to stay away from. But look what happened.
We went there anyways because I had to try it. It's called Red Robin.
Place sucks.
I don't know if you have one by your area. Red Robin is the fucking devil.
It's a gourmet hamburgers.
Bull fucking shit. You know what? Let me tell you about this place.
And the hamburgers are like really, really tiny for what you pay for them.
Oh, no. Mine was huge. I had a huge burger.
Really? The one I had was small.
No, I had the Santa Fe burger. The problem was halfway through it, all of a sudden, I felt someone punching my stomach. That's what it felt like.
I was drawn to the place only because of one thing. They have their fries you get with the sandwiches are unlimited.
I got the garlic parm fries to go
with. All you can eat fries.
The fries were good, but the sandwich. All right. I specifically said I want a well-done burger because I've heard from Sick Puppy everything is rare or medium rare. And other people have told me this. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to see what happens. And I get it. And
burn that fucker.
The thing is still dripping blood. I'm like, dude, I asked for well done. He's like, that is well done.
Yeah, I can't
eat. All right, whatever.
I can't eat my burgers like that, dude. Mine got to be well done.
I got so violently ill last night that it took.
So when are you going back?
It took a bottle of Seahorse to calm my stomach.
You know what our systems are used to. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, I know. It was horrible, though. The service was good. I'll give them credit for that. It's a kid's restaurant. I don't give a shit what they call it. It's a kid's restaurant. It's a Chuck E. Cheese for burgers.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
It was so bad. My wife had the mac and cheese, and it was good. And I give her credit. That was a really good mac and cheese. But the burgers can suck it. Oh, my God. I was so sick. I'm never, ever
sucks, dude.
Going back there. And then, of course, you know, after I'm hunched over in my booth, you know, crying in pain, wailing.
Sick Puppy can relate because about 2 weeks, 3 weeks earlier, I had food poisoning, and that was a bitch.
Well, here's the funny thing.
I know how you feel, brother.
The funny part is the server said, sir, would you like to join our burger club? I'm like, what do you think?
How about eating a bullet? Eat a bullet, eat a bullet, eat a bullet.
Oh, I was in so much pain. But I had, like I said, I had some Seahorse, and I was fine.
Yeah.
Life was good.
Yeah.
I got drunk and forgot about it. So.
Alcoholics medication.
Mm-hmm. So that's my food story. Wow.
So
yeah, this isn't chug worthy, but yeah, you know, if you see it out there, give it a shot.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad at all. All right.
It's a porter.
Yeah, it's just a porter. It's a lighter porter, very heavily carbonated, like we said, and I would buy it again. So, all right, Spoon, ready for the next beer, man? What do we got?
The next one we have is the Summer of Lager.
That looks like such a hippie-ass beer, dude.
It's got flowers and shit on it. It's like a sunflower-ish type thing. And
it's a very hippie label on
this
one.
Those of you people outside of the continental United States, North America, Canada, and all those places, lager is pretty much a North American beer. A lot of people in North America drink it.
I mean,
because it's
lagers,
cold.
There's lagers worldwide, but yeah, it's best known in the United States.
It's predominantly in North America.
Yeah. It's a fan favorite.
It's a fan favorite. This is a pretty funky looking label here. We will have a picture of the label also for you guys.
Very hippie-ish.
It's,
that's a word.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not that bad, but it definitely has the hippie appeal to it.
Right.
So you potheads can fucking go out and buy this shit.
All right. Nice.
Give me the official SIDT butt plug.
Bottle opener. / bottle opener.
All right. There we go. Ooh. Oh.
Does that smell bad, dude? What's up?
Oh, dude, wait till you try this. Oh, this is rank.
Is it really?
Oh, this smells bad. Oh, give me your glass.
Are you going to pull one for me?
Yeah,
all right, brother.
I'll pour yours first. I want to see how this looks. All right, here we go. Absolutely no head on this.
Wow, there's nothing to that, dude. It's carbonated and got bubblage, which dissipates quickly.
It looks like the champagne of beers.
It does, man. It does. Okay. I was looking forward to this one, but I don't know now, brother.
I don't know.
We're crying about it already. We haven't even tried it yet. It looks like
I don't know if this is going to be good.
Flat-ass beer.
All right, hold on. There we go. All right, let me get First, the aroma.
Smells like a lager, dude. It smells like a bad lager.
It smells like a bad Yingling. A bad ring.
It smells like an average lager, I guess.
All right, let me get a taste here before I read the tasting notes to it. I don't want to be biased or anything.
Oh, that's a lawnmower beer.
Ugh.
Summer of Lager is a good description. You don't like it? I don't think it's horrible. But wouldn't be my first choice. Yeah, I'll be nice to this beer.
Wait, I gotta get this.
I like it. It's a good beer, but not one I pick first off the shelf.
My tongue's fighting me. Oh, the palate does not like this.
Yeah, I don't mind it, dude. I really don't. There's not much aroma to it. It's kind of a bland, bland smell, average lager taste. All right, it is what it is. It's a lager, so think of it that way.
Let me read these tasting notes.
It's their lightest beer, I think.
The lager is the lightest and most refreshing of our
beers.
See,
there you go.
Refreshing. Oh, yeah, I guess if you're going to cut Yeah, but you know what? In Nantucket, do they really cut their own grass, or do they have like a lawn boy?
Lawn boy. I mean, it tastes to me like a Bavarian style. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's a pretty good call on this.
Is it?
It is a classic Bavarian style lager with delicious bready malt palate.
It's bready.
And assertive noble hop. Finish.
Just makes your mouth beg for more. I don't know. I don't know about that.
My mouth's not begging for more. It's saying, please, love God, stop.
Again, I'll play devil's advocate here. I like this beer. It's not my favorite, but...
Oh, they brew this smooth beauty with the Wolf Galsen Belgian malt. Lager.
He's got bitter beer face. He can't even read.
I do. A German Munich malt, a touch of wheat malt, and instill it with a Mount Hood hops.
It's the wheat that probably kills me.
Oh, man. A triploid hybrid of the Hallertau. Oh, man. This is, I don't like, this is bad.
I don't mind it, dude.
But also, it takes forever to age, but it's so worth it. The hell? They usually brew it in October for sale the following summer.
Yeah, this is an aged lager for sure.
Lagers
are aged anyway.
Dude, it's turning into Tang.
Oh, my God. Why the hell did you say that now that I got that in my head? And it does taste like Tang. It has a Tang twang.
You're
so right. That's what it is. It has a Tang twang.
We've Tang twang in my beer.
I think we coined a new term.
Tang twang.
Tang twang.
Tang twang. Wow, this is disgusting. disgusting.
Is that what you get when you go overseas and find a hooker? A little tang twang.
Tang twang. Do I have any tang twang?
I got to go over to Taiwan and get some tang twang.
Oh, well, you know, I'm going to...
You know, he's whining and bitching, but he's pouring more.
Oh, because there's beer in here. I want to make sure that we have enough for both of us.
I don't mind it, brother. I really, really don't.
Really?
It's not my favorite, but it's an average lager to me.
This is why you listen to our reviews.
Fruity, wheaty overtones to it.
The plus side to listening to our reviews.
But when you said tang, it actually kind of looks like tang and tastes like a little bit tang twang.
Well, the plus side to listening to our beer reviews, too, is you're going to get our honest opinion. We don't always agree, and this is one of those.
And this is the feedback we want. You know, if you find this beer and you disagree with us, let us know, man. That's what beer tasting is all about.
This beer makes me want to cry.
I like it. Do you want to chug it? Is that what you're saying? I think Spin wants
you
to chug it.
Well, you know what?
I know we both agree.
But you know what? You don't have to chug yours because you like it. I will chug mine.
Yeah, normally if we hate a beer, we both have to mutually agree it's crap before we chug it.
This is one of those rare occasions where I'm just going to fuck it, chug it.
Hey, dude, but I can't let you chug alone.
Yes, you can.
Oh, no, I can't.
Are you going to chug it?
Hell yeah.
All right. The
Sick
rule...
Puppy says decent beer, but not special.
The rule is should I drink
drinkable, but nothing... Kick ass.
The rule that we have is if we don't like it, we both have to be in agreement, and we chug it. Because you never waste alcohol. But in this case,
nothing,
I have to chug it. Because I refuse to drink any more of this.
Nothing is drain-worthy on SIDT.
You open the throat, you pour it down.
Cheers, you fucker.
Cheers, man.
Yeah. Spoon doesn't realize we have
there's more in that bottle?
More in a bottle.
Because it's from the fucking astronauts.
No, there isn't. It's just a heavy-ass bottle.
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't like that beer.
I like that one, dude. I'm sorry. I like that one. Again, it's nothing to rant about, but
I would
pick this off the shelf
I'm
again.
I'm not going to rant about it. I'm not a very big ranting person.
I would buy the... I would buy that beer again.
I'm never going to drink it if you buy it. You know what? Here's what you do.
Maybe I should buy it then.
Yeah. If you want a beer that nobody else is going to drink and you want to keep it for yourself, this is the beer that I would, well, that somebody else should stock so I don't drink your beer. I said, I drink it so you don't have to.
And, you know, this is what people love about the show too, I think, Spoon, is we're in disagreement.
I wouldn't even feed this to a fucking homeless guy.
Yes, I have plenty of change, you homeless piece of shit. Thanks for asking.
Oh, God. Well, you know, this... Speaking of shit.
Speaking of homeless people.
Speaking of shit, I have to bring this up.
So, I thought we were going to have to pause the show while you go shit.
No. This is actually kind of funny. This happened to me earlier today. Sister Lushy and I.
Stories of Spoon.
Stories of the Drunken Priest. To rip off a brain gravy.
Yeah, rip off a brain gravy. Stories of the Drunken Doctor. We apologize. We don't apologize. Fuck it.
So here's what happened. Most of you that are listeners, faithful listeners, know that we just got done moving, my wife and I. And
I helped.
Yeah, Sick Puppy helped, because now SIDT Studio A and B are within 5 minutes of each other.
It's the only reason I helped.
That's the only reason why I moved out here.
Got tired of driving to Bellevue.
She didn't realize that how close we were actually going to be until I showed her the back road, and she went, son of a bitch, we live by Sick Puppy.
Yeah, brother.
So we had to go pick up some provisions today, and we went to this Giant Eagle out in Seven Fields. And it was close to where we were shopping today.
Again, not local. Giant Eagle is a local grocery store around
here.
Yeah,
it's like the conglomerate. It's like your Piggly Wiggly and shit like that. So we go there. Yeah, we pick up our stuff, and we're in the checkout line. And the kid that's working the register. Now, I'm about to out him. His name is Josh T.,
at least you said T.
Yeah, T. I'm sticking with that. And, we were just bullshitting with the kid while he's checking out our groceries. And then all of a sudden, he tells us this little tidbit. You know, the medicine I'm on right now made me constipated for 6 days.
He just blurted that out?
Comes right out. This kid went on.
I'm pooping right now.
This kid went on for the next, 5 minutes telling me about his bowel movements.
Was he wearing Depends while he's checking you
and
out?
And he's laughing. I'm laughing my ass. I'm like, this is
that's funny.
Like,
dude,
this is pretty damn funny. He's like, do you ever have your wisdom teeth out? Because I just did. And
dude, you got to show me who that dude is, because I'll walk in there just blind and go, dude, I heard you had the shits last week.
I laugh my ass off. I'm like, I can't believe you're telling me this. He's like, dude, we're cool. We can talk about it. Little did he know that I have a podcast. That's right, Josh T. The story's out now. You talk to
your... So if you see a guy with a name tag with Josh T. at the local Giant Eagle here in Pittsburgh.
Seven Fields,
Giant Eagle. Hey, dude. I heard you had the shits.
One of the main reasons why we went out there is because they have this insanely huge cheese selection. And we wanted to get something new to try. Because Sister Lushy usually enters the Build a Better Burger contest. So we try out different cheeses.
You must go to Pennsylvania Amish land to get good cheese, my friend.
Well, they had a decent selection. So we're like, you know what? Let's see what they have. So that's why we went up there. Awesome fucking meat selection, too, by the way, if you're in the area.
If you like meat.
If you like meat. Good cuts of meat. So, yeah, this kid's telling us about his bowel movement.
That's fucking funny.
I'm like, dude, what is wrong with you? He's like, what? I'm like, you're telling me about your bowel movements. Yeah, so that went on for like 5 minutes, and we were both in tears. I'm like, you know what? This is the best trip ever to a grocery store because he was so sincere about it. And what actually started the whole thing.
Dude, I like poop for days.
Well, here's the thing that started the whole thing is since, like I said, we just got done moving, so we had to buy, you know, restock all of our supplies. So one of the things we had was like one of the big things.
You bought beer first, right?
Oh, yeah, but not at Giant. You can't buy liquor inside the – you can't buy beer inside the grocery stores in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Because we suck. You can buy liquor at the state store inside the grocery store. But, yeah, he saw that we had like a Charmin or some shit was on sale. So he saw
Yeah, that reminds me. I had the shit.
Yeah, so, and that's what happened. He goes, oh, hey, by the way.
Do you wear adult diapers? I don't know. It depends.
And at first, I'm like,
oh, another drum roll.
At first, I'm like, is this kid serious? Shot. And then he just kept going on. Like, dude, I was like, Josh, you just gave me the best experience ever in a Giant Eagle. Because usually people are miserable or whatever.
He didn't shake his hand, did he? He might have just shit.
No, I told him to put on protective gloves, especially when it came to handling the produce. So, yeah.
Look at me. I'm pooping. Look at me. I'm pooping.
So, you know, when I go back there, I'm going to say, can I have the register that Josh T's at? Because he's got the best stories.
Nice.
And this kid, you know, he's probably.
Hey, there's a new podcast for Josh, storiesfromtheregister.com.
So, yeah, you know, Josh, I just fucking outed your ass on a podcast.
Awesome.
And speaking of podcasts, nice little segue.
He's an internet pooping superstar right now.
Yeah, I want to thank everyone that's been downloading our shows. This month, actually, I was just doing the stats recently, and Sick Puppy and I basically had a collective heart attack. The downloads for this month.
We feel the love.
Have collectively beaten the shit out of everything
entire
we had
last year.
Yeah, all of last year, we beat in 1 month.
That's incredible. Keep listening, guys. We love
Thank
it.
Thank you. I don't know where everyone's coming from. I'm assuming a lot are from iTunes or from wherever. If you're going to our website, hey, great. Shouldidrinkthat.com, go there.
You want me to give them a collective hug right now?
Yes, collective hug for all of you guys. Also, probably from Beer Safari, we're on there, too. We're all over the place.
Yeah.
We're all over the goddamn world.
That's what really freaks me out, Spoons. We got, like, listeners from Romania and shit. England, it's weird.
For those of you that are just starting a podcast or you have your own websites, go to Google, you know, because they own your soul now, and get on their analytics. You can post this little code inside your websites, and it'll give you basically, it's a free report on your website traffic. So we checked that. We were like, hey, what the hell? My good buddy Griff told me about it a while ago, so we added that. And you would not believe where some people visit your site from. We had some from Iran, you know, where they usually don't drink beer. We have a listener over there. So if you're listening to this right now, email us. We want to know who the hell you are. Yeah, there's Romania. There's my friends over in Sweden when I was over there to see bartender Dan.
One little note for that dude in Iran.
We won't tell the government who you
Jihad!
Are. Jihad! We won't tell the government who the hell you are. There's, Madagascar was on there the other day I was looking at it.
Crazy, man.
It's insane where people find our show. But you know what? We love you guys. Send us an email. We don't really hear from too many people. So here's what I'm going to do to get you people involved, kind of, sort of. We really don't have too much shit to give out right now.
Do you have a contest? Is that what you're going to say?
It's not really a contest.
It's a challenge?
Father Spoon needs your help. My latest laptop shit the bed.
It is a piece of shit, dude.
The backup that I had one that the power supply kind of just choked on it, and another one where it's just an old piece of shit. I need a new laptop. Now, I used to sell computers for a living, like 10 years ago. For some of you people, you're like, Jesus Christ, 10 years ago, what the hell was I doing? I used to sell computers for a living. And The Office Superstore.
Yeah.
Go figure that one. And I went shopping today because I really need a new machine, and everyone's telling me to get a Mac. So I looked at the Macs, and they're really impressed. But here's what I need from you guys. Tell me what I should buy next. Give me the reasons. I want someone to validate a reason why I should buy either a brand or a particular model of a laptop, because Father Spoon needs new hardware.
You know, Mac PC, whatever. You know, don't be a Mac fanboy and just, oh, you should buy it because it's a Mac.
But if you give me good reasons.
I will punch you in the throat.
I want good reasons why I should get that particular brand. Now, here's what killed me is I was at Best Buy also earlier because, you know, we're on a shopping extravaganza today through the whole Cranberry area. And these laptops are huge. Like, the purpose is portability, all right? 17-inch screen, that's great. But when the thing's so goddamn big, it has to go into like an attaché type thing or like one of those art portfolios, it's too damn big.
Nice laptop, yeah, but I have back problems.
Yeah, no shit. Dude, my back's already screwed up as it is from all this beer drinking.
But it's and affected the spinal column.
I want something small and portable that I could still, you know, edit audio and
make just like
video.
His penis.
Cute and small. So, yeah, people out there, you know, give me suggestions on a laptop. I need to get something here soon because I am back in school and I need some new hardware. So let me know what's good, what's worked for you, what hasn't worked for you. Father Spoon needs some help. And I hate talking to these fucking salesmen because they all tell you the exact same speech.
Yeah.
You know, I want somebody that knows what they're working with.
Personal experience is key.
Yeah. So let me know what you guys are doing. And I'll definitely take that into consideration. And eventually, when I do end up buying this thing, I will let everybody know. In fact, I'll tell you what. If I buy one that somebody suggests, I'll send you a free shirt.
There you go.
You get a free shirt. You get a free SIDT t-shirt. And if it's a really kick-ass suggestion, I'll even send you a mug. A beer stein.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm breaking the bank on this one. I figure if I'm going to buy a fucking laptop, right. I'm going to send you some good swag while we're at it. So.
All right. So on that note, kill yourself. Whatever. Last beer of the evening.
Oh, and since I hated that last beer.
I liked it. Shut up.
I want to bring up that Rate Beer had it an 87, while Beer Advocate had it an 84.
So they're pretty close on that one, dude.
Oh, for you.
Dude, I'm sorry. I mean, again, it was nothing special, but it was a very good lager, if that's such a thing.
There's sand in the bottom of my goddamn glass. Look at it. It's like magic sand.
He's
remember
got
that shit?
Funk.
Remember that shit? The magic sand. I got to clean my glass. Hold on.
All right.
Attention, drinkers, final beer of the evening.
Which is Captain Swain's Extra Stout.
Oh, this is going to be a dark one.
Rated 65 on Rate Beer and 85 on Beer Advocate, so there's a hell of a difference there, my friend.
What the fuck do they know? We're going to find out.
Yeah, when you look at those beer ratings, I know we use them, but those are just people's opinions. Make your own fucking opinion. Yep. And just use that as a guide, really.
Yeah, that's basically the reason why we go to...
When you see a beer that's rated like 2 on both sides, generally stay away from that one. But once you get up to the higher numbers, it's all up to personal opinion.
Out.
Yeah.
Now, see, here's the thing is when you go to like a Rate Beer, they have their own grading sheet.
Yeah.
Because they don't think...
It's a bit too anal in my opinion.
They don't think you can make your own opinion.
See, I'm a craft beer lover. I'm a home brewer, but... I guess I'm the odd man out because I don't really think you need to be that anal. If it's a good beer and you love it, who gives a shit
if it's
that close to the style? Especially in the American craft brewing industry, Spoon. I mean, that's what we're all about in the United States, is just tweaking recipes and making your own shit. You know, so how can you judge that?
Yeah, because, I mean, the only person that really needs a cheat sheet is Groucho from the Beer Report.
Yeah, because he's a pussy.
He's the only one that seems to use it. We still love you, Groucho.
All right. So the tasting notes on this one, it's a deep, dark style with lots of rich and hearty roasted barley flavor and even some notes of dried fruit if you've got a discerning enough palate.
But they don't say what fruit it is.
Yeah, it's a, well, fruity flavor. But you want to talk about the name?
Is it, is it kumquat?
It's kumquat.
Is it tamako? What is it? What is the dried fruit?
It's kiwi.
Oh, man.
What's up with the name on this one, Spoon?
Well, Randy.
Randy.
There's always a Randy involved somehow.
It's Nantucket. There's a Randy.
Randall is descended from a Swain family. One of the original families to settle in Nantucket in the 1600s. A branch of the Klan moved north to North Carolina. Moved down to North Carolina.
Yeah, you ass cloud. They moved down to North Carolina, you jackass.
That's where Randy was actually born and raised. Yeah. His grandmother's maiden name was Swain. Not Swan. Not Zwan.
Swain.
Swain. And she compiled lots of...
Can he say it?
Genealogical.
Genealogical information.
Yeah, genealogical. I can say that because I've been working on that shit. which included the fact that one of the men of the family was a whaling captain. Hence the name of the bear.
Captain Swain's extra stout.
Captain Swain. He loves the whales. Captain Swain.
Can I have the butt plug?
Oh, sorry.
I mean, bottle opener.
There you go.
For those of you that don't know about the butt plug bottle opener.
God bless the Swedes from IKEA.
Take a picture now, Spoon, for the new listeners. It's a butt plug. No, it's a bottle opener. No, wait, it's a butt plug. No, it's both. I can shove this up my ass and open a beer at the same time.
And there are videos of porn like this on YouPorn.
But we're not involved.
YouPorn, I believe, is the site. Oh, there it goes. All right.
I've been looking forward to this one, Spoon.
This is going to be like tar.
And an extra stout, it's kind of like, you know, a creamy stout or a dry stout.
Kind of like,
it's a very broad range.
Like that, right?
Yeah, it's a very broad range. I mean, you could go many different directions when they say extra stout. And again, that applies to the whole American craft brewing industry. I mean, one extra stout from one craft brewer is nowhere near what another craft brewer says is their extra stout. So make up your own minds, people. That's what this beer tasting thing is all about. You love them or you hate them.
Dude, I love your digital camera. I'm just going to take a bunch of pictures of myself with this thing.
Wow.
This is great, man.
Naked. I don't want naked pictures of Father Spoon.
Dude, this is a great Casio little camera, man. It slides right in your pocket.
Yeah, the Casio Exilim. Kick-ass camera.
Excellent.
I love that thing, man.
All right. Oh, dude. Whoa. I know. That's as black as your shirt.
This looks stellar.
The official Sick Puppy shirt for the evening is Save the Planet.
Yeah, but what people don't realize, it's got a stick figure throwing something into a garbage can like that, please recycle crap. But if you look really close,
it's a Bible.
He's throwing away a Bible. Save the planet.
Save the sick puppy. Save the planet.
Nice. We'll have a picture of this shirt on the website.
All right, so let's see. We've got, this is very dark looking. It's kind of sassy. I would say sassy looking.
Yeah, dude, I've been looking forward to this one. When I picked this one off the shelf, I'm like, Captain Swain's extra
stout. That just
looks
pretty cool.
Sounds awesome,
all right,
man.
So.
Yeah.
Cheers, actually, brother. Let's do the first aroma. The aroma is always first.
Oh, that smells sweet. I bet there's a sweet flavor to that.
Smells like alcohol.
It does. It's got a little bit of an alcohol aroma.
It smells, you know what?
It smells sweet, doesn't it?
It smells like an imperial.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. I disagree with you again, Stone.
Well, yeah, the nose I'm getting off this
it's
is...
It's a sweet stout to me. Well, maybe like a cream stout.
Most of the Imperials that I've had have this aroma to it. Yeah, it's the sweetness to it.
Yeah, cheers, right, brother. So, let's try it. Check it out. Right. See how it is. Last beer of the evening. The Captain Swain's Extra Stout. What do you think, man?
Ooh. Oh, puckering. Puckering.
Oh, that's...
Oh!
Wow, man, that's got a hell of a fruit aftertaste
to
it.
Oh, fuck.
That's good. It's different. That's unlike any extra stout I've ever had. It's a stout with a really heavy fruity aftertaste, man.
Oh, dude, that's...
That's awesome.
Wow.
That's very different from any extra stout I've ever had before.
You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
Shipwreck Porter.
It does, but not as heavy.
It's not as heavy, but it has that little. It has
that,
the sweetness.
That little, yeah,
a little like
little sweetness and the alcohol taste,
minus the whiskey. But damn, dude!
Man. Excuse me. I like that a lot, man. I don't like fruity beers. Everybody knows that. But
oh man, I could chill with this one.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a dark extra stout with a. That's the most fruity aftertaste I've ever had with a stout ever.
Wow. I've never had.
I
a
like
stout.
It, man.
You know what? We had talked before about how there's the, you know, it's. We thought maybe this would be kind of like one of the flavors of Guinness you can get. No way.
No
hell,
way.
No.
No. No. No way. Hell no.
Freaking way.
No.
Oh my god.
There's
dude.
A very
perfect head.
I don't want to say very heavy fruity aftertaste, but it's a good balance.
Perfect head. You know, it's like the perfect pour.
The finish is all like fruit.
Oh, my God.
Like a grapefruity citrus kind of a thing.
Wow. I like this.
Yeah, me too, brother. I think we've only disagreed on one beer tonight, man.
Wow.
Well, no, two. You didn't really care for the porter or the summer lager.
This one is, this is fan this is freaking tastic.
Awesome. Cheers, brother.
Oh, cheers, dude. This is, get some. Like the guys at Dune Night, get some.
Cheers to Cisco Brewers. You guys made some stellar beer.
Dude, this is awesome. You know, it's like, basically, it's like hitting almost 500 for me. And, you know, it's, I liked half of them.
Yeah, you did. I like them all.
The amber surprised
me. I think me being a home brewer, I'm a little more forgiving than Spoon is.
Yeah, because I don't homebrew.
Not to take away from what's Spoon's opinion.
I like to drink the beer. I'm making it. It's out of
patience. I mean, when he drinks it, you know, he loves it or hates it, but I kind of analyze it, which is kind of anal, but
I think my problem is if I became a homebrewer, which we've talked about.
And you will, you bastard.
I think I would be like the ADD of homebrewers.
When I run out of fucking homebrew, I'm drinking yours.
Like, seriously, I would be like the ADD of homebrewers because I'd be like, oh, well, you know, this is, oh, hey, something shiny. That's what I feel like with this one. I like this.
Yeah, it's very good.
At first, I kind of puckered up.
Cheers to Cisco Brewers on this one, man. Awesome beer.
You know, after a couple more little swigs there, well, this is pretty tasty.
Yeah, it's stellar. I love it.
Whoa, the beast within.
I think he's still burping the porter or the lager, I mean.
Oh, man.
That's awesome,
man. I like that. You know what? I would travel up to fucking Nantucket.
Yeah,
just,
dude.
Just to have this. This is a good beer.
Honestly.
Wow.
Cisco Brewers, if you ever hear the show, I will be up there soon. I don't mean about soon, but I would travel to buy this beer again.
This is really good for me.
I don't know about Spoon, but I would buy all four of these beers again.
We can road trip.
Yeah, hell yeah. I would take a road trip for Cisco Brewers, man. And that says a lot. If you're willing to road trip for a beer you can't get again, that says a lot for the beer and the brewery. And
we have to
cheers to the Cisco Brewers.
We have to start talking to Three Sons and some of the distributors, Mancini and those guys.
Well,
see if there's a way they can get this in.
I don't think this is distributed in Pennsylvania.
You know what? That wouldn't surprise me because of the fucking beer tax in this state. Well, basically, they rape everybody. But, you know, a lot of the states around us have it.
Who has this Spoon? I forget.
We were looking this up. It's, like, basically the Metro D.C. area.
Where can you buy Cisco Brewers?
Maryland, Delaware, Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, of course, Massachusetts, and New York. So, basically, everyone surrounding Pennsylvania except for West Virginia and Ohio can get this beer. You guys on the West Coast? You guys are fucking missing out, man.
That's the beauty for us, man. We just drive to New York and get it. This is a good place that sells it.
Well, you know what? Maryland's not too far from where we're at. We can actually, you know, kind of cut down there, cut across the state line.
I may be going there over Labor Day weekend, so we'll see. I'll have to hunt it down.
This is good. We need to. Hey, Bubby, if you're listening, dude, man, pick the stuff up.
Yeah, Cisco Brewers, Bubby.
Bubby from Brain Gravy.
Brain Gravy, good friend of ours.
This is good stuff.
Was it braingravy.com? What?
Libsyn.com.
Libsyn.com.
As long as Libsyn gets those fucking DNS issues
the
resolved.
The whole DNS issue. They had a little downtime recently.
Yeah, someone fucked up one of their DNS tables.
But to Cisco Brewers, cheers to you.
Dude,
you make some stellar beers.
I was really worried about this last one because when you were saying it might
I was
be
looking forward to this
Guinness,
one, man. Yeah.
I was worried because it's.
Yeah, that was the comparison. When I bought this, the young lady at the. Liquor store.
Did she seem like a beer snob?
Yeah, she's a big beer. She's a beer, wine, and hard liquor snob, actually. Awesome girl. And
dude,
she compared it to a Guinness Dry. And she never mentioned the fruity kick to it, though.
Well, here's what they have on the side of the label.
The finish is very, I wouldn't say very fruity, but mildly balanced fruit.
Here's probably the reason why that they don't have it in Pennsylvania is because you can't get a deposit for it.
You can't get deposits in PA anymore anyway.
Yeah,
we
suck.
We used to do that. We don't do that no more.
Oh, wow. All right, so here's the description on the side of the bottle. It's pretty small print here, but I have my trifocal contacts in.
He's reading with the beer goggles.
Yes, this craft brewed beer is made in a very small batches right here on Nantucket. Named for Randy's 12th great-grandfather, a whaler.
Nice. They're big on that whale thing.
Not the hockey team, the Whalers. God rest their souls.
Yeah, no doubt.
But an actual whaler. This is a hearty stout with gentle carbonation. That's true.
Yeah, it is true.
That was very true. Gentle. And lots of barley. That's true, too. It is unfiltered and bottle-conditioned, which you can definitely tell with this.
Yeah,
this came out.
It's an extra stout with a fruity aftertone. Like the finish on the back of your palate is definitely fruit. And you don't even taste it until that last swallow of the beer. You know,
and they
also
say that, let the yeast settle before serving. We hope you enjoy this quality beer, and we welcome your comments. Well, you know what? You're going to get our comments because we like it.
Great brewery, guys. We love you, man.
Area code 508-325-5929. Please recycle.
Wow.
Dude, this is...
Public service announcement from Spoon.
I like this stuff.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Oh, man. And what surprises me is that I've never had a stout that had that fruity-ass finish.
I know.
This
is very cool. This is a very cool experience for me.
It's a hell of a flavor.
According to the Surgeon General's warning... I'm not going to read that again.
Yeah. You'll hear that on the beginning of our show, actually.
I tried that once. Didn't work out.
Yeah.
That's very good. I like it, though. That's a good beer.
And right.
You know what? It goes great with good beer? Good women.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, but...
And with good women brings you the Should I Drink That calendar. We are looking for 12, or if you have multiple pictures you want to send us, 12 fine women to pose for the Should I Drink That calendar that we're going to put together.
Doesn't have to be naked, but it... Feel free.
We're not going to pay
you.
We
can be.
We will absolutely not pay you.
But if you want pimp for free.
And we will give you free SIDT shirts. Whatever you wear, you get to keep. Because, well, we don't fucking want it
yeah,
back.
Yeah, don't send it back.
So, yeah, we're looking for women for the Should I Drink That calendar. We've had a couple people already say, hey, we're going to do it. And some of their friends are going to do it. But we want our fans. Because we know there's some ladies out there that are listening to this show. Send us pictures.
No dudes. That would be wrong.
Well, for the purpose of the counter, I don't
right.
know.
Well, you know.
Unless you have a really.
We may do that for the ladies later.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have two calendars.
Right.
But you know what? Send us a picture of you drinking would be great. But, send us a picture.
Beer in hand and sexy pose or.
And also
or
let us know.
Classy pose, whatever.
Let us know your size so we know what type of, shirt, sweatsuit. Thong.
We only go up to
boxers.
XL, ladies, so keep that in mind.
Double XL, but that's like extra cash, and well, we're fucking poor. So send us your pictures, and you know what? We'll sit down with our judges, and we will with the marketing department, and we will figure out who's going to be on the calendar. Right now, like I said, we only have a few people, so if like six of you send us your picture, you're probably going to get on the calendar. We're not going to lie,
right?
And for people like like Chud. Yeah, don't even bother.
Yeah.
Because
Chud's a dude, if you don't know.
I don't even want to see you in wearing one of our things wrapped up, trying to look like a chick.
Chud wearing an SIDT thong.
Not cool.
Scares the shit out of me.
Dude,
and by the way,
guys from Dude Night might probably do it.
Yeah. And since we're mentioning Chud, we should probably mention thebeerreport.com. Fuck it. Well, I'll edit that out later.
But it's like the mecca for people. If you want to go talk about beer and everything, go to the confrontation board from the Beer Report.
Right.
Very cool place to be. So, yes, send us your pictures, and we will send you free shit if you are selected.
Again, we ain't paying your ass.
So, yeah, we want to get a calendar out there, but we want people that are fans of the show. We want to get people
involved.
We have
many listeners, so if you want exposure for your modeling career or just to be a douchebag, we're there for you.
If you want to go out and buy our shit, and send us a picture anyways, that's kick-ass. We want all of our fans to get pictures of them drinking and send it to us. We want a fan section of you guys.
Yeah, and
this is how we get you involved.
Even on that note, aside from the calendar, we do have a fan photo section. So, if you're drinking beers, especially the ones that, we've turned you on to for our show.
Let us know.
Yeah, send us pictures of you drinking this shit,
man. We want feedback. We love feedback.
Yes.
Good or bad.
Well, Sick Puppy loves the bad feedback because he gets to reply.
Yeah, Sick Puppy's usually the one that says, really? You don't like it? Well, then, fuck you.
Kill yourself.
But no, seriously, send us pictures, send us stories, whatever. If you listen to our show, we want to hear from you. And we will reply to everyone that sends us email. We love it.
And I'll be nice.
To an extent. Sick puppy's extent of nice. But yeah, seriously, send us pictures. If you are a dude, you know what? Still send us pictures. We'll put you on the fan. Anyone that sends us a picture of them drinking, that's a fan of our show.
I don't want dudes in thongs and shit, though.
You cannot be drinking like
Budweiser, Miller, football beers, all that crap.
Drinking something good, we will put you on the fan forum.
Craft beer fan forum.
And don't whip your dick out and take a picture. Cause that's yeah. You're not Jeff Reed, the kicker for the Steelers, right? We don't need to see that shit.
That would just be wrong.
Yeah. So there you go. Calendar idea. Let us know.
All right. So last beer of the evening.
And we will be starting a voicemail session, too.
Yes.
Where people can leave us voicemail when you get fucking trashed.
Trashed.
And you want to leave us some
Send
love.
Send us some love.
We'll have that ready for you here shortly also. We're working with a couple groups to get all this stuff going. So
the last beer of the evening was Captain Swain's Extra Stout. Stellar beer.
It is. Dude, it is
Very
stellar.
Impressed. Awesome
I love it.
Beer, man.
Yep. I love it.
So, Spoon, cheers. I think we're out of here.
We're going to get ready for a post-show, which is basically going to be us chugging beer and getting online.
Yeah, and before we let this show go, I do want to thank Mr. Schmee.
Oh, dude.
We did not do your beers on this show, but we'll do them on a future show.
Our number one fan.
He brought back beers from the Nantucket area, which we just don't have enough time on the show to do them. So
that will be an upcoming show. We have the Offshore India Pale Ale IPAs.
What's the other one? I forget.
And then the Offshore Amber Ale.
Right. And we will do those for you, Shmi.
That's right, buddy. We're going to hook you up. We love you, man. It was great seeing you at Podcast, too, by the way. And if if you guys see us out in public or we're at one of these conventions or something, stop up. We love talking to people. And if you want to come up and say, you know what, you guys suck, you made me an alcoholic, come up. Well, we don't care. We'll talk to you.
I'd be like, you're welcome.
And then Sick Puppy will probably kick your ass.
Hey, easy now. I don't want to don't start that.
Anyways, we love hearing from you guys. Keep up the emails and everything.
Right,
and,
man. We love all you guys and keep listening. And maybe
down the road, we'll have a live call-in show for you guys.
Yes.
We're working on that,
too. We're working on that, too. So that should kick ass.
In closing, here we go. Final cheers of the night.
Cheers, brother. Cheers to all our fans.
Cheers
we love
everybody.
You.
Cheers to PodCamp.
This has been Sick Puppy.
And the most reverend, Father Spoon.
Saying... Even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
As long as it's legal drinking stuff and like you're not really bottling crap, because that's just wrong.
Eat a bullet. We're out.
Bitches! This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon coming to you for BeerSafari.com.
And this is Sick Puppy from ShouldIDrinkThat.com, along with Father Spoon.
Yes, I'm here somewhere.
Hey, have you thought... Hey, I've listened to ShouldIDrinkThat.com, but where else can I get a good beer review?
I usually look in the urinal of a local bar.
Right.
But if you want more highbrow entertainment, I go to BeerSafari.com.
If you want a plethora of opinions on beer, if you disagree with us and our friends and fellow drunks have had a different opinion on that beer, please go to BeerSafari.com.
BeerSafari sounds right. You know what? Go to BeerSafari.com.
BeerSafari.com.
Because you know what? In this safari, no one is an alcoholic.
It's a jungle of beer out there, Spoon.
Amen.